Blog Talk Radio.
America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. Tonight there's talk of revolution. Constitutionalists want freedom back. Before we face the Communist Party on the battlefield in 2016, we have to rebuild the opposition and make them combat ready. Joe Walsh on 970 AM is calling for revolution. He is abandoning the Republican Party. He doesn't see a difference between the two parties. I agree, but not revolution without asking for God's help. In the great spirit of America Party, let us call it a resurrection. 75 rats in name only, the pseudo-Democrats known as rhinos, covered their big butts and voted Democracy. Savage has a book entitled The Coming Revolution. Here are some of the goals of the spirit of America Party. 1. Replace all the rhinos who betrayed the Constitution and voted with the Communists. All 75 should be replaced with women who are pro-life and pro-American. Let's call them the Liberty Bell Ladies. Contact Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin, and Victoria Jackson, plus anyone you can think of, and tell them start a movement. Number 2, one term per termite. Number 3, reduce government size and spending by 80%. Number 4, close anti-American agencies like the IRS, the EPA, BLM, and the State Department. 5, no more lobbies. Only in hotels can you find a lobby. 6, no taxes after the first 40 hours. And that's only on one job. If hubby and wife are working 3 jobs, they only pay taxes on one. Force colleges to stop ripping off the students and ask to see the books. Maximum a champagne contribution by any corporation, head of state, or citizen can be only $1. Free TV for all candidates, and they don't have to raise $2 billion. 10, vouchers for all schools, including homeschool. 11, housewives must get a huge tax deduction for every child they're mentoring. 10 grand per child. 12, the right to bear arms is untouchable. 13, all judges have term limits, term per termite. 14, freedom of religion is untouchable. Freedom from religion is a communist lie. That's not what was in the Constitution. 14, scrap Obamacare and start all over, and this time use real doctors in the ads. 15, increase military pay by 10%. 16, increase military pay by another 10%. 17, open up court-martial hearings for every GI convicted since 9/11. 18, bring back the neutron bomb to counteract the Soviets and the Iranians. 19, use coal to make ethanol and drill the land, add more pipelines. The drilling song should be Danny Boy, the Pipes Are Calling. All this can be done in the first week. Now, having said that, we'll give you the Star Spangled Banner, military combat style.
Thank you.
I was listening to Mike Savage today, and he brought up the name of a guy who invented the neutron bomb, and his name was Sam Cohen. We hear a lot about people of Jewish descent that are not pro-American, but we never hear about the Jewish people who are pro-American. For example, a judge that you don't even know about, his name is Kaufman. He decided the fate of the Rosenbergs. He was a Jewish guy, and he sentenced the Rosenbergs' father and mother to death. And you should Google his sentence reading that he read out at the time of the sentence. It would stir your patriotism. And he did it because he considered them to be murderers. Now, then you've got the father of the nuclear navy, Hyman Rickover. These are Jewish people that never get any exposure or credibility. And now I have learned about another one, and I think he's from the Bronx, a kid from Brooklyn. And his name is Sam Cohen. And I found this very interesting, and it's a short piece. I'm going to read it to you. And it'll bring you back in time when we were almost at pike's distance from the Soviets, and the nuclear war could have taken place at any time. And if Fidel Castro had his way, nukes would have been in the East Coast during that blockade that John Kennedy initiated. Castro scared the hell out of Khrushchev. Castro was ready to push buttons. And now we have our own Castro going down to meet the old Castro. And they're going to play Huggy Huggy, We're Both Communists. So, bomb inventor says U.S. defenses suffer because of politics. This man is passed on. But I just want to read you and let you know how much you love this country. For most of Sam Cohen's life, he has struggled against who? The biggest enemy of America. Politicians who, in his opinion, have sacrificed good sense when it comes to the nation's defenses. Cohen is the physicist who invented the neutron bomb, the one that kills people but leaves things like tanks and buildings intact. Plans to deploy his creations in Europe during the 70s and 80s awakened the communist peace movement. I put in communist. Across the continent, stopping its deployment. Europeans are not going to fight. When everybody talks about the coalition of the willing, these people are not willing. Don't count on them. Obama has sent 300 special forces to the Ukraine, and already the rest of Europe is shivering in their boots, and they want the U.S. forces out. They don't want to provoke a Putin. With that and other battles lost, the 76-year-old Cohen finds solace in his Brentwood home, nestled high on a hill overlooking Los Angeles. There the world is far more peaceful, or so it seems. Just down the road is the Rockingham estate of one O.J. Simpson. Cohen would pass there often during his morning walks and occasionally see the former football star. He was always pleasant, Cohen recounted. Cohen would probably be unfazed if confronted by a knife-wielding mugger, a threat insignificant in the scheme of things. What worries him are weapons of mass destruction, nuclear ones that destroy whole cities. The politicians tell us that our security has never been better. You want a classic example of that? When Al Global Warming Gore, and how is it tonight up there in Massachusetts? What? What happened? The pipes broke in the governor's mansion? What? You need warm water because he's stuck to the toilet seat? Yeah, global warming. Climate change. We're getting climate change. I opened the door this morning and the climate had changed. No kidding. And do I still have to buy the carbon credits? Yeah. Those are Hillary bucks. Yeah. And I still remember Joe Liberwurst and Al Gore on the party platform running against Bush. And you know what they said? I'm going to give you two quotes. We're the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Na, 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 na. And they danced around the stage. And a guy in the Hindu Kush sitting in a cave worth $300 million in petty cash said, "You're not as safe as you think you are." And the other quotation, after 9/11 happened, George Soros paid Al Bin Gore to make a speech denouncing Bush, and he gave it in a communist university. And he went, "He played on our fears. He betrayed us." He played on our fears. Yeah, you had no fear. You were fearless, Al Gore. Yeah, why don't you get another rub down? But anyway, he gave America a rub down. That's what Al Gore did. He sold his unknown network, TV network, to Al Jazeera for $500 million. Then he went home and he said, "Honey, start packing." And she said, "Oh, are we going on a tour?" He goes, "No, you're leaving." Yeah. I loved her. I kissed her on stage. Yeah. How many people didn't buy that? I bet you there wasn't a woman in the country that bought that. Except that lady sitting at the end of the bar. Hasn't been sober in 40 years. With that and other battles lost. Okay, I said that already. Cohen would probably be unfazed. Yeah, I said that. The politicians tell us our security has never been better. Cohen describes the present situation as scary, more scary than ever before. He's concerned that the Clinton administration has decided it is politically incorrect to even think about the design and development of nuclear weapons. The head of the division of the Livermore National Laboratories, in charge of such weapon development, has threatened to resign if he is ordered to develop new weapons, Cohen noted in a recent interview. This is observations by a guy who loves his country, not a guy who pretends to love it or pretends to come from it. Okay. The government doesn't want people to even think about nuclear weapons, which is like telling Sam Cohen he's no longer permitted to breathe. As a kid from Brooklyn who graduated with a physics degree from UCLA, he enlisted in the Army after Pearl Harbor. Everybody used to serve in the military. They used to have what's called a draft, and it's coming back. And you may not get time to have basic training. You may go right to the front. In 1944, Cohen was assigned to the top-secret Manhattan Project to develop atomic weapons at Los Alamos, New Mexico. Cohen had the mundane job of calculating how neutrons behaved in Fat Man. That's one of the bombs that they dropped on Japan. The nickname of the bomb dropped on Nagasaki. The bomb dropped on Hiroshima 3 days later was named Little Boy. The boring work was all worthwhile because Cohen eventually stood in the Nevada desert and witnessed something on par with the Transfiguration, an atomic explosion. Cohen saw firsthand the awesome power of the unleashed atom as human history entered a new age. Awesome spectacle is how Cohen still describes the event. Puffing on a cigar as he relaxed in his easy chair wearing a T-shirt and jogging pants, Sam remembered that day vividly. World War II flying hero Jimmy Doolittle stood next to him when the bomb went off. The little guy was blown down, Cohen recalled. After the war ended, Cohen joined the RAND Corporation, where he was paid to continue thinking about nuclear weapons. He was obsessed with the idea of a neutron bomb, one that would make use of the lethal particles he had observed so studiously at Los Alamos. The earliest bombs had used nuclear fission, splitting heavy atoms to release energy. Later bombs used nuclear fusion, which fused hydrogen atoms to release energy. Both designs produced tremendous blasts that could level whole cities and left them uninhabitable for long periods because of lingering radiation. Cohen's neutron bomb would use nuclear fusion, but in a different way. The detonation of the neutron bomb would still produce an explosion, but one much smaller than a standard nuclear weapon. The main effects of the neutron bomb would be the release of high-energy neutrons that would take lives far beyond the blast area. The result: fewer buildings, cars, tanks, roads, highways, and other structures destroyed. And unlike standard nuclear bombs that leave long-term contamination of the soil and infrastructure, the neutron radiation quickly dissipates after the explosion. For Cohen, the neutron bomb is the ultimate sane weapon. It kills humans, or as he puts it, the bad guys, but doesn't produce tremendous collateral damage on civilian populations and the infrastructure a civilian population needs to survive. This meant in Cohen's mind that the conventional war could escalate without immediately leading to an all-out nuclear holocaust. If regular nuclear weapons were used across Europe, the radioactive fallout could turn the continent into a wasteland for decades. That would be the case if neutron bombs were used. Between 1958 and 1961, the neutron bomb idea was tested successfully. But the politicians are going to get us all killed. But the politicians in Washington nixed the development and deployment of the weapon. Cohen persisted. As the Vietnam War began and festered in the 60s, Cohen became an advocate of using neutron bombs there. To Cohen, his weapon was a perfect fit for dealing with the VC hidden in the jungles and rice paddies. Again, the politicians had other ideas. Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara ruled that no nuclear weapons of any type would be used in the war. The use of the small neutron bombs, which would have brought the war to a quick end, Cohen still argues, and saved the loss of more than 50,000 American lives. In 1969, Cohen was fired from the RAND Corporation for continuing to advocate the use of tactical neutron bombs to end the conflict. "I lost all my battles," Cohen says today. In 1979, he was in Paris, helping the French build their own arsenal of neutron bombs, when presidential candidate Ronald Reagan came through on a European tour. Cohen met with Reagan to brief him on the neutron bomb. Reagan grasped the idea of neutron weaponry immediately and made a pledge to Cohen, and later a public pledge, that he would reverse Carter administration policy by building and deploying a large number of neutron bombs. As president, Reagan fulfilled that pledge, and approximately 1,000 weapons were constructed. But criticism from European allies kept the weapons from being deployed across Europe. With the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of communism as we knew it, because it's new and unrecognizable to the majority of Americans and the media, the Bush administration moved to dismantle all our tactical nuclear weapons, including the Reagan stockpile of neutron bombs. In Cohen's mind, America was going back into square one. Without tactical weapons like the neutron bomb, America would be left with two choices. If an enemy was winning a conventional war: surrender or unleash the Holocaust of strategic nuclear weapons. Other nations have been afflicted by the U.S. of blindness. Oh, other nations haven't been afflicted by the U.S. blindness regarding neutron bombs, according to Cohen. Evidence exists that China has neutron bombs stockpiled, and the U.S. gave the Chinese the technology to build them. How's that? Wouldn't you like to know that story? Russia has a large quantity of such weapons as well as the world's largest arsenal of nuclear weapons. Israel has hundreds of neutron weapons. The neutron bombs would allow Israel to stop advancing Arab armies and tank columns, even one on Israeli soil, without permanently contaminating the land. South Africa, which constructed a cache of neutron weapons before the end of white rule, claimed it dismantled those weapons before handing over power to the Nelson Mandela government. Cohen, however, claims to have it on good authority that white military leaders still control the secret stockpile as an insurance policy. More frightening for Cohen is the relative ease by which neutron bombs, listen to this, can be created with a substance called, not uranium, not plutonium, red mercury. Red mercury is a compound containing mercury that has undergone massive radiation. When exploded, it creates tremendous heat and pressure, the same type needed to trigger a fusion device such as a mini neutron bomb. Before, an obstacle to creating a nuclear bomb was the need for plutonium, which then exploded could create a fusion reaction in hydrogen atoms. But red mercury has changed that. The cheap substance has been produced in Russia, Cohen said, and shipped on the black market throughout the world. So they're not only selling, the Russians are not only selling AK-47s to every gunslinger in the world, they're also selling, what do we call it? Neutron cones, mine, blah, 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 neutron bombs. Produced in Russia. I'm getting close. Red mercury. I'm sorry, I forgot that. Red mercury. Cohen said, and listen to this, the cheap substance has been produced in Russia and shipped on the black market throughout the world. So it's being sold openly. Cohen said that when UN inspectors, Cohen said that when UN inspectors went to Iraq to examine the Iraqis' nuclear weapons capabilities, the UN team found documents showing that they had purchased quantities of red mercury. The material means a neutron bomb can be built. The size of a baseball, that's all they need, but able to kill everyone within several square blocks. The public isn't being warned about this development because the politicians have little desire to combat the menace or to confront nations like Iraq, Iran, and Libya that would likely use such weapons, Cohen said. Cohen has little faith in the politicians anyway. He says, every president since Truman, with the possible exception of Eisenhower, would have sold the country out if it came down to a nuclear confrontation, he said. That's one man's valued opinion. Cohen on national security issues. In a recent interview, Sam Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, offered his views on several national security issues. Savage loves this guy. I think Savage lived near him in California and probably grew up near him in Brooklyn or Queens, whatever. Russia, though the Cold War is over, and you know what Jimmy from Brooklyn says? They faked the collapse in order to disarm the United States. And Russia appears in disarray, Cohen suggested that the situation remains dangerous because Russia has far and away substantially more nuclear weapons than we do. That's an expert talking. While U.S. policymakers have been busy dismantling our nuclear arsenal, like the communists in the White House, Russia continues to modernize. The United States, listen to this now. This is Jimmy from Brooklyn, also says this, that we paid the Russians to not to cooperate with the Chinese, and we paid the Chinese not to cooperate with the Russians, and the both of them got together and screwed us and took our money. Just like the Turks took $8 million, was it $8 million or $8 billion, not to let us land when we had to go into Iraq, and we gave them the money anyway. Yeah, we're not too good. We're walking around with caseloads of money, skid loads of money, bribing this guy and that guy, and everybody's taking us for a ride, and we're not getting our money's worth. You should make Donald Trump the reimburser. The United States, this is from Sam Cohen, the United States has been paying billions of dollars for the leftover plutonium from Russia's dismantled weapons. But evidence indicates the Russians have not been turning over weapons-grade plutonium. Instead, the United States has been paying for and not objecting to material from their nuclear power plants, a strong sign the Russians are not dismantling their weapons. Missile defenses. Calling a ballistic missile defense system absolutely necessary, Cohen said American space-based plans so far have been a debacle and have cost the taxpayers more than $50 billion. Cohen argued that the Star Wars plan envisioned by President Ronald Reagan was inherently flawed. Politicians, once again, fearing the nuclear word, promised that nuclear weapons would not be used in any missile defense system. Cohen contends Reagan received misleading advice that technology was advanced enough to create a non-nuclear missile defense system. How sad, huh? I cut the government by 80%, keep only the smart people. Almost 15 years have passed since Reagan's for a missile defense system, and still no weapons have been deployed. Cohen said that had nuclear weapons been used, a fairly inexpensive system could already have been deployed. In such a system, nuclear weapons are exploded high in the atmosphere to either destroy or knock off trajectory incoming missiles. While the radioactive fallout from such explosions would pose some threat to civilian population, it would be infinitely less harmful than having enemy missiles hit their targets. Already, Cohen reported, the Russians have a sophisticated nuclear-based missile defense system around Moscow and possibly elsewhere. According to published intelligence reports, in the late 1980s, the Russians began developing a plasma weapon for missile defenses. The plasma weapon uses nuclear energy to ionize the atmosphere, destroying or rendering inoperable any missiles passing through the plasma field. Sea power. Cohen says navies have become obsolete in terms of global warfare using nuclear weapons, and he described floating ships as sitting ducks for nuclear weapons. The U.S. Navy depends on Aegis missile defense systems to protect its fleet, but Cohen said Aegis has failed all of its tests, and there is no proof that it could fend off a multi-missile strike against a fleet, let alone a country. Cohen said the U.S. Navy should put more resources into nuclear-powered submarines because of the difficulty any enemy might have in destroying them in a first strike. 4 years, thank you, Hyman Rickover. 4 years, the nuclear submarines were the most important part of our deterrent against surprise nuclear attack, primarily because the submarine captain and crew did not need special codes, such as permissive action links, for PALs to fire their weapons. Thus, if a surprise attack disabled our communications, the submarine could still counterattack. In recent years, Cohen said, the Clinton administration had instituted the use of PALs on nuclear missile submarines, limiting their deterrence value. One day, I don't know how we're going to learn it, but one day we're going to find out that we got a lot of traitors for money, and we're going to be sick as a nation. And you might even see some of us building a guillotine. In recent years, why would the Clinton administration do that? The only reason I can see is money. In recent years, Cohen said the Clinton administration had instituted the use of PALs on nuclear missile submarines, limiting their deterrence value. I'm going to break for a tune, and when I come back, we'll talk about China. I'm always down at the wrong end of the tunes. How long this guy has been gone, and this is a fairly old report. Here's what he says about China. Cohen thinks China will soon be in position to blackmail the United States into reneging on promises to defend Taiwan. Already China has made overt threats about hitting the USA mainland with nuclear weapons. China has said, okay, if you defend Taiwan, we'll drop a nuclear weapon on Los Angeles, Cohen said. In a trip to Taiwan, Cohen spoke before the military leadership there and strongly advised them to begin their own nuclear weapons program. The United States will not defend you because the politicians don't care about you, he told them. What an honest man. And you know what? I said it a long time ago. You know, when Chiang Kai-shek had to evacuate China and set up his government on Formosa, was the name of the island. And Nixon and Kennedy had a debate, and they argued about defending the offshore islands of Formosa, Quemoy and Matsu. That was back in 58. And to defend Quemoy and Matsu and Taiwan. And I know the Democrats, who are the latest state of the art of lying, will dig up that treaty and say, we never promised to defend Taiwan. We only promised to defend Formosa. When they changed their name to Taiwan, it voided the contract. You don't think they couldn't tell that lie? Well, yes, they could. So now we've met a man named Sam Cohen. And I never knew about him. I knew about the neutron bomb. And I did some research, having here that it leaves buildings intact. And what does he mean by civilians would be protected? He's talking about using the bomb in front of the defensive area. And I came across a website that said the neutron bomb destroys everything. So it was good to read this article and get a more truthful revelation about Sam Cohen. Sam, thank you for your service. And I know you're in paradise today with Albert Einstein and the boys from the Enola Gay. So having said that, we're going to go and find the tomb. And, oh, yeah. Hillary, you know, Hillary was at Angie's List rally. Angie donates to all the Democrat women. And Hillary was speaking, and she says, isn't it about time we had a woman president? And I shouted, we already do. We have impeachy Keen Obama. And so I said, you know what, Hillary? You should run, Hillary. And then we can all do the do run run. Hold it. Stop the press. Here's where it says, Hitlery, I call her Hitlery, asks, is it time for a woman president? And I shout, we already got one. Impeaches Keen Obama. Hitlery Clinton, the only two bills she ever blocked was the one from her pantsuit tailor, Omar the Tentmaker, is still waiting for the check, and the other bill trying to get back into the House. The Secretary of Snake strikes again. Please do run her. The do run run. I can see her on Mount Rushmore now, leading where Obama's behind. And it's the do run run song. Anymore. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I recall an incident in Kuwait where a prominent Kuwaiti had attacked the Americans. This was right after the liberation of Kuwait, when we got their country back for them. One of these Kuwaitis said that the only reason the Americans came was for oil or for money. I forget what he said. And I reminded him he had a short memory. And then I did a song. I did the Do Run Run song. And one of the lines in it was, the Do Run Run, now the Americans are here and we're crying in their beer. To Do Run Run. Yeah, Saddam came and he took my. Now we have. I just remember that now we have Americans here and we're crying in their beer. Yeah. Did you know that the American troops in Kuwait were not allowed to go into Kuwait City? Kuwaitis didn't want them in town. You want to know why? You want me to tell you why? Because they were too macho. And the population of Kuwait is 2 million, and there's more women than men. The men are like peacocks. I remember going to the motor vehicle with my Kuwaiti partner to register a vehicle, and the girls were working there, and they were all swooning over me. You know, it's like the only game in town. And this is the truth, that the American guys, They were real attractive and macho compared to the Kuwaitis. And you want to know the proof of the pudding? My partner gave me money for my next return trip to bring Joe Weider products, because all his buddies wanted to bulk up. And my daughters used to laugh and say, "Yeah, they wants to be the bulkiest Arab on the beach." And I teased my daughters. I said, when I came home, I said, "You know what? I got good news for you. I signed marriage contracts for all of you." Yeah, you can't do that to American girls. They beat you up. Okay, so speaking of American girls, it's time to build a real woman's movement, not this fake crap that they got, the screaming memes running around saying, "It's my body." No kidding, it's your body, and who else would it be? Is that you? You don't own a hotel, do you? Why do you ask? Because I know that it's your body, and if it's your hotel, you know, you're going to do what you want with your body, and I don't want to check into your hotel because I like to sleep like a baby. Time to build a real woman's movement. Let's get the real women out there, the good-looking women, those Republican women. You know, there's no good-looking women in the Democrat Party. You know that. Everybody knows that. They walk around with empty baby carriages. They keep logs in them, or dogs. They have a dog in a baby carriage. When you blow the whistle in the Republican Party, say, "I'm blowing the whistle. All the women, hold up your babies." Say, "All hold up the babies." You go to the rally on the Democrats. "Where are your babies? You have no babies." So it's time to build a real woman's movement. Pro-life. Pro-life is an American right. LLP includes the unborn. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And let's not stop killing the POWs, the prisoners of the womb. Pro-life, pro-American. We need to form an organization, women only. We got 75 seats in the Republican Congress that have to be filled because the rhinos already are in bed with the Democrats. They all have to be removed. And before we can fight the communists on the battlefield, we got to take out the rhinos on the home front. So I thought of a name like Liberty Bells, but then I went on the internet and I typed in Liberty Bells, and then they got the wrong Liberty Bells. I'm not going to get into it. So we'll have to change the name to Liberty Bell Ladies, and that'll be the difference. And I hope they can answer my call of one man crying in the wilderness. And if you go to my book, The Spirit of America Party book, go to chapter 13. I dedicated it all to women. And it's called One Great Love. So having said that, and we did a do run run, we're now going to play the Democrat women's song.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind which one you are. I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, I miss you, I miss you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I need you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel,
want to give a shout out to a young man. I think he's from Georgia. His name is CJ, and he's become the enemy of the communist-controlled Facebook, and they've taken his website down. CJ had 1,200,000 hits, and Facebook knocked him off under orders from the Red House. And Obama, Bin Lenin, Bin Laden. God is with you, CJ, and so is the country. And we're watching your back. We got your six, CJ. We're dedicated tune to you. Keep telling the truth, son.
And I
Christian Science Monitor says preteen who called out Obama gets kicked off of Facebook. I played Frankie Lyman because Frankie Lyman was a success as a young man. He was one of the first casualties of drugs. And it was really sad. Everybody loved the Frankie Lyman. The Benny Goodman generation loved his songs. Called out, Obama gets kicked off. Boy who posted video criticizing Obama booted from Facebook. That's in the Daily News. I see your picture. Yep. Stronger than Joshua. Fantastic. Let me see what they say about him. Bless your heart. Facebook is chock full of Obama-hating pages. And please explain how a rule being enforced is an excuse of how the boy dismantled it. Yeah. Unbelievable. Let me see here. Let's see. I'm looking for something good here. What were you doing at 12? Are these people hate them? We got communist news sites here. Truth is the new hate speech. Telling the truth about communist Muslim jihadist Obama is verboten, isn't it? Yeah, CJ, you're on the right track. Typical American flag waver. Change your name to American the moron. Yeah, that's from a bad guy. Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh, the guy hogged and he hogged up all the blogs. That's what happens. Nasty Democrats. They don't get off. Yeah, it's really sad. CJ, you're on the right track. God bless you. God protect you. These people are capable of murder. They get their lessons from Putin. So you might want to start wearing a flak jacket. Let's see what the Christian Science Monitor said about CJ. Sometimes the Christian Science Monitor is a little left wing, too. They got a video for CJ. He made headlines questioning the president's patriotism. So they're gonna give me the music. I can't, and they're doing a mattress commercial. What happened when things were free? This is supposed to be conservative. Let's take a look at this one. Oh, he's a conservative kid. It is sad. Let's see what this one says. I'm sorry to do this to you. But they probably got a slow delay on anything on CJ. So while they're doing the slow delay, we will do one of the earliest rock and roll songs in history. The name of the group is The Crows, and the tune is G. Okay, we're back, and I'm going to do a little bit on CJ. He's on YouTube. You can find him on YouTube. The communists never break ranks, but the rhinos do. 75 of them. And they lied. They said it was only 50. They're hiding the other 25 in the closet. Dear Hillary Clinton, thank you for your email. However, I really don't need a Clinton exercise ball. I do appreciate the fact that this week you're giving one free with each purchase, along with the no money back and guarantee. I know it is tough working two jobs to make ends meet. I hear Bill is trying to make ends meet too. It is hard today to get by on $2 billion. I wish I could donate the usual $500 million to lighten your workload, like Ireland and Algeria did. I imagine those kids begging for water in Algeria managed to get by. Could you tell me one thing? Who was the last person to hang up on the Benghazi 911 call? Are you going to star in the movie Who Cares How They Died? The big news tonight, and the big news tonight is the Democrats are getting ready to chuck her. They're going to bring us another Obama look-alike. Yeah, act-alike. They are. They're getting ready to throw her over. They know she can't withstand the violations of government law on emails, and she can't stand up to questions about Benghazi and that fake blood clot. Oh, she had a real blood clot. Well, then she's in very serious shape. Cannot carry the burden of the presidency. Oh, no, she's all right. She recovered. 100% cure. You know, can we see the prescriptions for the meds? No, it's none of your business. So, the big news tonight, the real big news tonight, is the communist mayor of New York, has created 2 school days off for Muslim children, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. Let me be the first to wish the good Muslims Eid Mubarak. Just the good Muslims, not the ones that are carrying all the bombs around the city. Yeah. So Eid Mubarak. Do you know I used to get Christmas cards from Arabs wishing me a Merry Christmas? You know the only ones that don't want me to say Christmas are communists? People who pretend to understand Muslims? Yes, I understand. I know what the Muslims mean. Are you a Muslim? No. And did you ever read the Quran? What's that? But you're an expert. I'm an Arabist. I have a degree in Arabism. Yeah, man. You couldn't fertilize enough the pastures with all of that. Yeah. So, I'm wishing Eid Mubarak to the Muslims. And now I'd like to submit my 365 holy days of obligation, starting with the feast of St. Bingo, down through St. Patrick. Do you know why there are so many Democrats in New York? St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. I guess it's time for a tune. We're going to do a tune. Let's see what we can find. I want a little grease. You want to hear a man promise his heart to a girl?
If I give my heart to you, it with care, will you always treat me tenderly, and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, give me all your love. Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you fly with me when I'm sad? Oh, smile with me when I'm glad. It over and be sure. Please don't answer till you do. For when you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Okay, so here's the CJ story. CJ Pearson, the Georgia 12-year-old who became internet famous after posting a viral video criticizing President Barack Obama and his perceived weak stance towards the Islamic State group, or ISIS, now believes he was targeted and kicked off Facebook for his political views. Imagine a big billionaire picking on a little kid just to gain political favor from a communist. Days after posting his video, which got almost 1.5 million hits, CJ realized he could no longer log on to Facebook, and he became frustrated, and they put in "and furious." Frustrated. We'll leave it there. The First Amendment is very clear. We have a right to express our opinions regardless of who might disagree. And to silence that voice is a violation of that amendment, he told the news station. CJ drew attention last week when he posted a video tube in support of former Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Yes. Who are you going to believe, a mayor with combat experience or a coward in the White House who left four guys to die in Benghazi and never even said goodbye to them? If you loved America, President Obama, you wouldn't try to take away what hardworking Americans have worked for their entire lives, the boy said in his video. He also praised Giuliani for calling Obama out on his downright hatred of America, adding, "I applaud him for his comments and definitely do hope that one day other people will get enough guts to speak out against your downright hatred for this country." This kid is telling it right on the money. However, according to my Fox DC Facebook, says that it removed the preteen from Facebook not because of his politics, but rather because of his age. Yeah, they say the same thing about babies in the womb. They don't know freedom. I heard a politician say that one time. Kids don't know freedom. Facebook states that you join, you have to be at least 13 years old. I would consider that complete malarkey, the 12-year-old countered, because in all honesty, there are many, many people younger than me who have a Facebook account. Yeah, they found the pretext. Still, the lack of access is not going to defer the young boy. Don't call him a boy. He's a man. He's a bigger man than the President of the United States. He's got two big Liberty bells. "I will not stop here," he told the news station. "You cannot silence a voice that deserves to be heard, and I will continue to make as many accounts as possible." Well, he knows how to play the game. God bless you, CJ. I'm going to now say sayonara, and I'm going to play a pro-life song. This I dedicate to all the Democrat women.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love and I love you.